Welcome to Scott Asmore, the man and everything in between. I hope that, and I'm pretty sure you will enjoy our topics within this podcast. It focuses on the man in midlife and how important it is to kind of reevaluate our lives through finance, through parenting, through our spouses, and just reevaluating in terms of getting to know who we are again in this stage of our life. Welcome back to Scott, the man, and everything in between. I want to start out today by sincerely thanking all the listeners and my friends out there that have messaged me and given me words of encouragement, and all of those of you who have downloaded my podcast. The launch was something new to me, and all your positive support and encouragement has really encouraged me to keep going. It doesn't go unnoticed. And again, sincere thank you to all of you who have emailed me and texted me words of encouragement. Thank you. Thank you. And I'd also like to thank my wife, Jane. She has been a support through all my endeavors, and she is a real encourager to me and to our family. And, you know, it's very warming to me to know that she is the one that really supports me in these endeavors, and especially with this podcast. And which leads me into my topic of relationships today. You know, relationships can be toxic. Relationships can be good. Relationships can be fair. But with all relationships, it does take effort to keep them going. So if I branch off a little bit and talk about spousal relationships in midlife, you know, we have been going now for about, in May, will be 26 years, and there's been ups and there's been downs, and there's been times where you just want to throw in the towel, and then there's times that you can't even imagine that. And I think through all of this and through my journey, our journey, there's three or four things that we have come up with that really help a marriage, help a couple's relationship, and that is dedication and commitment, follow through, and work. Those attributes, commitment and follow through and work and dedication can be used in any type of relationship, any type of friendship. Everything takes dedication. Everything takes commitment. Everything takes follow through. Everything takes work. And even as we do with our homes, with our bodies, with our cars, the upkeep of all of that to maintain its proper use, to maintain its full capacity. Same thing with a relationship. We need to put that into our relationships in order for them to work and for them to get the most out of who we choose to be with. If we don't, we run the risk of decaying these relationships. So what is it? How do we do that? So I can tell you that recently, what I have come up with, and I know it's nothing new, but just keeping a journal about the good of everybody I meet, and especially your spouse. So I started off with writing down all the positiveness, what drew me to Jane, what were the positive and the best things I saw in her, which made us compatible. And I wrote that list down. And then I went and I started writing the list for friendships that I have and what drew me to the friendships and what was the positives about them. And I've been doing this, probably started a couple of months ago, and I referred to it because so many times, especially in midlife, we sometimes get so comfortable in our realm or in our life that we just kind of forget about the goodness. And I believe it's human nature. We sort of tend to the negativity of all different aspects of life. And especially sometimes in relationships, we don't we get blinded by the negativity and we can't see the positive of that person. Writing down all the goodness that your spouse, your significant other, your special friendships, writing down the reasons that you were drawn to those people, and looking at that and reading it ever so often refreshes your mind, refreshes your inner being about why you're with that person. And it's just like if you hear a song or there's a scent, a perfume that will take you back to a certain era in your life. So has this journal helped me to take me back to that place where that's the reason, yes, and it's still there, you know? And especially like with friendships, sometimes friendships get a little bit tired and we think, oh, wow, you know, we've just grown apart. And in some cases, it could be that you've just grown apart. But in other cases, it could be that you've just have forgotten about what good attributes that person has had. And like I said, when we're in the middle of our life and there's so much stimuli around us and there's so many things that consume us in terms of children or family or aging parents, that we need to refocus. And it is important to have these connections, and it is important to have the strong connection with your spouse or your significant other, because those are the backbones. Those are what help you. The friendships that we have are also important too, with our connections. And connecting with people is important to our psyche. Everybody has a sense of wanting to belong. Everybody has a sense of wanting to be a part of something at no matter what age. And it doesn't dissipate with age. I can remember about 6-7 months ago, I had an acting partner, and he was so excited. He was from the Midwest, and we were doing Zoom acting classes. He was my partner in a scene, and he was so excited because he was going to move to LA and attend class in person. And he said, you know, Scott, he says, it's just really exciting because it's so exciting to be a part of something. And he was a young kid. He was in his 20s. And I thought to myself, that's the key to people, is the connection and being a part of something. That everybody longs for that. At no matter what age, I've seen it in older people and in young people. And you can see it on the playground of a school. Just that connection and being a part of something really helps you mentally to grow and to mature and to fulfill that need. Yes, there are people that are loners. I consider myself to be a loner at times, but there's also that aspect that you want to be around people, you want to connect. So I encourage you to start the journal and to write down the list of things, starting with your spouse, significant other, that what drew you to them, what list every positive aspect of them. Don't do a positive and negative, only positives. And read that once a week, read that once a month, to refresh your memory of why you're with this person. And branch out to the friendship. Why are you with these core friends? What drew you together? You'll see that it'll be very enlightening, and it'll take you back to that time of the quote unquote honeymoon stage. Hope you enjoyed this episode and look forward to speaking with you again. And again, thank you all for your support. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, Scott Asmore and everything in between. I hope you join me again. And please, if you've enjoyed this podcast, leave a review or a rating. And you can follow me on Instagram at ScottAsmore5. That's the number 5. We can get a little more insight on Scott Asmore, the man, and everything in between.